Hello and welcome to episode 271 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however it is you find me. Today we are kicking off our listener theme week by heading into the wild blue. Today's topic comes to me from Ralph in Indianapolis, Indiana. Ralph says, "Hey Sean, love your show. I look forward to my morning commute so I can hear the latest episode. Joan of Arc was especially interesting. For your listener theme week, can you do something about airplane bathrooms? I've heard that they are so loud because they flush right out into the air." Well, Ralph, thank you for your compliment and your idea for the listener theme week. Now, I am no pilot, but I happen to know a couple. So I got in touch with someone I know who pilots for a major commercial airline, and here is what he said about airplane bathrooms. Quote, "Airplanes are just big, pressurized soda cans with wings, except the contents are passengers, not soda. When the flush valve is pushed, a small valve on the outside of the plane opens, allowing a small amount of that built-up pressure to escape the soda can, but not enough that it pops your ears, just a small amount, like popping the top on a soda can. That pressure is released through the bowl opening, carrying away the contents to a holding tank, which is eventually emptied into a truck at the gate. The contents of the bowl drop into the tank, and that excess pressure is vented overboard." End his email. So there you have it, that sound you hear, the immense rushing when you push the flush button in an airplane bathroom is not your business being shoved out an airlock to drop on some unsuspecting person down below, which, by the way, would kind of ruin your day. But it's actually a change in pressure in the room that moves your business from the toilet into a tank. Now, it was apt of my pilot friend to use the soda can analogy, because we all know that airplane bathrooms are about as big as a soda can anyway. Thanks for tuning in to episode 271 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however you find us, and share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Listener Theme Week by looking at a very gregarious woodland creature.